It is the unexpected hit of the spring season. Call it the Jackie and Shadow Show. And as an estimated 2.5 million people have checked out the Friends of Big Bear Valley website over the past month, and hundreds of thousands watched the Eagle Cam, one has to wonder, what's the fascination? We delve into the story of the beloved Eagle pair and their chicks and find out why people just can't stop tuning into Eagle TV. And beyond those adorable chicks and their parents is a magnificent landscape that is pretty special as well. The Friends of Big Bear Valley work to preserve an ecosystem that is surprising and unique features. We look at Big Bear beyond the ski slopes as Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner, and this is Fox 11 News In Depth. In Hollywood, we like to gossip about everyone's favorite celebrity couple, and this year, the answer is obvious. Lately, everyone's favorite couple is Jackie and Shadow. The bald eagle's currently raising a couple of chicks in a nest in Big Bear. It's hard to find someone who hasn't been enticed by the wonders of nature playing out on top of that tree. Here to talk about that is Jackie. Talk about Jackie and Shadow is Sandy Steers. And, you know, also we'll be talking about their eaglets, Sunny and Gizmo. Sandy's the executive director of the Friends of Big Bear Valley. And good to see you. Thanks for joining us. And you got a lot of stuff going on up there, don't you?
We do, yes. Thank you. Yes,
a lot of people are experiencing a little bit of eagle mania. Well, what do you think that's all about? And sort of why do you think people are so fascinated?
Well, I think first it starts off with they are curious to want to know about, you know, what's happening and being able to see the nest close up. And they kind of, you know, check in for curiosity. I've had some people tell me, and then they can't turn it off. Because Jackie and Shadow are so fascinating. They have each their own personality. They decide what they're doing. Everything they do is just kind of different, but at the same time, a lot like humans in our lives and the things that we go through. So people are connecting to them as beings. And I think that's why they can't turn them off.
It is fun to watch. Just to give us perspective, how high up is that nest?
It's 145 feet up.
Oh, it's up there. So the chicks. Tell us about the chicks, because that's a big story this week.
It is a big story. The chicks now are about a month old, and they are growing fast. Everybody's commenting on how quickly they're growing. They have to go from a few inches in height to over 3 feet in height in 10 to 14 weeks. That picture is when we had three of them, and sadly we lost actually the oldest chick, and the other two are still there, and they are developing and growing and being fed very well by Jackie and Shadow and taken care of when there's any bad weather. Jackie is very good at taking care of them and sitting on them and keeping them warm and dry.
You know, in an interesting way, they're very cute, and just like any other little critter like a puppy or a kitty. But you know, these guys are so dependent on mom and dad, and both of them equally share the responsibility. And I want to hear about that, but I also want to know about the naming of these two chicks, right?
Yes. We had a contest for that people could submit names to suggest names for these two eaglets, and we had over 54,000 names submitted. And the, you know, we had a lot of duplicates and things, but we had that many names submitted. And the third graders in Big Bear who study eagles that year have always had years of being able to name the chicks and vote on the names. And so this time I went and took the ballots to them, you know, in person, and got to see them all vote on which they liked. We had a computer draw out of that number, draw the 30 names randomly. And so we took those 30 names to the students in the third grade. And this year we let the fourth and fifth grade also vote, because there hadn't been chicks for those 2 years. So we wanted to make sure they got included.
And the names are Sunny and Gizmo. And which one is which, by the way?
The Sunny is the largest one, the big one, the older one. And Gizmo's the little one.
Yeah, I don't know how you tell them apart, actually. It's very hard for me. But those two names come from a pretty famous movie, don't they?
That I wasn't even aware of.
Well,
So, yeah.
the Spielberg movie way back when that had these little critters in it. I'm trying to remember the name myself, but Gizmo and Sonny, and the bottom line
Okay.
is they're healthy, right?
They're healthy. They're very healthy and being fed well.
And so how is it that mom and dad nurture these little chicks?
They are, they're keeping watch over them all the time, even when they're not on the nest. That they are nearby in one of the perch trees nearby, and we have a second camera that we can watch the nest from the outside and also see the other perch trees that they're on. And so they're always somewhere nearby, keep making sure there are no predators coming in or anything like that. And they're bringing food several times a day and feeding the chicks on a regular basis. When they were really little, they were getting fed like I think 12 times a day. And I think it's a little less now, but they're still getting lots of really good food.
How exactly did the whole Eagle Cam start?
It started because myself and the biologist at the Forest Service were watching the eagles when there was first an eagle here. The first time one was hatched in Big Bear Valley, I watched it through a spotting scope and I watched it grow up and got fascinated. And from there, we watched the next couple years and we were half a mile away, but could see kind of what was happening, but we couldn't see into the nest. And the next year, there were eggs because they were sitting on them. We could see the eagles sitting on them, but then they stopped and ravens came. So we think those eggs didn't hatch. And then the next year, there were chicks, but they disappeared during a storm. So I just wanted to see what was going on in that nest and took the idea to the board of putting a camera up there, and they agreed. And it took us 2 years to raise enough money to be able to do it.
That must have been quite the process to install the cameras, repair them if they need it. I mean, it's not like you just screw a light bulb or something. It's way up there.
No, we have to have special people that can hoist themselves up without harming the tree, pull themselves up on a rope to be able to get that high. They have to know the electronics to be able to install, and it's amazing.
You don't want to scare them.
And we don't want to scare them. We can only do it in the off season when they're around the area but not nesting at all. And so, we kind of do it in secret when they're not looking.
All right, Sandy Steers, stand by. We have lots more to talk to you about these little eaglets, and that'll be coming up on Fox 11 News in Depth, including more details about these adorable little critters. Fox 11 News in Depth will be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth. I'm Hal Eisner, and we're here with Sandy Steers, Executive Director of Friends of Big Bear Valley. And now that everyone is in love with Jackie and Shadow, we're getting a crash course in the life, a crash course in the life cycle of the eagles. And just to bring it up, because we talked about that movie, it was Gremlins
Oh,
that had
yes.
those names, right? You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yes.
it's way back there in the memory bank. But for many of us, we've been watching these eagles and their successful and not so successful attempts at procreation for years. We found this video from back in 2018 when we were eagerly watching another hatchling. But Jackie and Shadow have been around longer than that, right?
Yes, Jackie and Shadow have been around since 2018 is when Shadow showed up.
What do we
Yes.
know about that?
Jackie actually w had another mate before that. She was on the nest since 2016, and she had a mate that was called Missy, and they had chicks 1 year in 2018. But then Shadow showed up like late summer that year, and he wouldn't leave. He wouldn't let the other. He wouldn't leave even when the other one tried to chase him away. Even when the Jackie tried to chase him away, he just said, "No, I'm staying." And finally, the other male left,
Madly in love,
and
huh?
and so Jackie said, "Okay, you're the strong one, I guess, so I will take you." Even though they mate for life and they have been together ever since, but Shadow wasn't going to go away.
How long can they be expected to be around?
Actually, they discovered an eagle recently. that had just passed and was banded, and it was over 38 years old.
Really? Well, what is the laying cycle of the eagle? And it seems like those eggs get laid during the coldest, snowiest times.
Part of the reason they do that is because they need the chick to be developed and to learn how to eat and do things on its own before the winter comes again. And so the chick will take, 10 to 14 weeks from it when it's hatched until it can fly. And then it spends a couple months with Jackie and Shadow, kind of them following it around and making sure it has food and teaching it how to fish and all those kinds of things before it leaves the area. And it has to have all that done before the next winter season sets in.
You know, in a way, it seems like being in that kind of weather condition would make it harder for the eggs and the chicks to survive. A lot of people were upset when one of the chicks died a couple of weeks ago, but that's nature, right?
That's nature. They don't have an easy life a lot of the times, and we just have to see what happens, and we can see, their emotional response that they have to some of these things. And they do, but they also keep going, and they're resilient, and they can show us how to get over it and keep moving on.
What
Yeah,
was
we have.
your emotional response?
Oh, very sad. I went through a really deep period of grief about that little chick and feeling, I had wanted it so much to all three of them to be there and fledge, and it was the oldest one, so it was the one most developed, and it was heartbreaking.
You know, we've seen Jackie and Shadow and the babies deal with wind, rain, and snow, and you know, they manage, right? They are built to be able to withstand that.
Yes, they are. The adults have over 7,000 waterproof feathers that keep them dry, and then underneath that they have layers of little downy feathers that keep them really warm. So it's like they're wearing a big parka all the time.
Cozy,
And
right?
yes, very cozy, and that's how they keep the chicks warm. Right now the chicks aren't that protected because it takes them till about 6 or 7 weeks old before they have grown in their waterproof feathers, and they've just started growing those feathers in. And so in a 2 or 3 weeks, then they'll be waterproof and safe. But up until that time, they have to be protected by the adults when there's any weather problems.
And it is interesting how they bond. I mean, they really do bond for life. They're made for life. And if one dies, they go through a grieving process as well.
They do. And even when the eggs haven't hatched, or when this chick died, we could see them go through a grieving process and see the difference in how they behaved, and then kind of the, and the, it was interesting, they help each other through it. When the eggs didn't hatch 1 year, Shadow was having a hard time with it, and Jackie was encouraging him and trying to get him to move on. And this time it was Shadow that was, helping Jackie get through the rough spots, and he was the one that moved the chick out of the nest to help her, move forward. And it's interesting to watch them.
So they give each other emotional support.
Absolutely, yes.
I had no idea. And they both sit on the eggs and help raise these eaglets.
They do, yes. They take turns, and when the eggs are there, they even argue over who's going to get to sit on them. No, it's my turn. No, it's my turn.
Really, did they? So they push each other around a little bit.
They do, and Jackie will keep moving closer until he finally has to get up, and Shadow has been known to put sticks on her and kind of make her have to get up, and then he sneaks in behind her and gets on the eggs.
They're actually not bald, are they? We call them bald eagles, but they've got feathers up there.
They've got feathers, and actually bald is the old English word for white, and so it's the white head.
All right. Very interesting. Thanks for all that information, Sandy. Next up, we want to talk more about Big Bear Valley. Friends of Big Bear Valley was organized to protect this unique spot. And you may not be aware that it's the seventh most biologically diverse place in the country. We'll have more when we come back right after this break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth. I'm Hal Eisner, and Sandy Steers with Friends of Big Bear Valley continues to be with us this half hour. On the website for Friends of Big Bear Valley, it mentions that quote that we said before the break, that the valley is the seventh most diverse ecosystem in the country. Explain what that means.
What that means is we have a lot more unique species, plants and animals, especially plants, more unique species than other places anywhere.
You know, it's a beautiful place. I mean, I've been up there many times. A lot of people have been up there. There's skiing up there. There's hiking up there. There's so much stuff to do up there. And, you know, we usually see, like this, Big Bear covered in snow, expecting skiers. But it's had a lot of surprises for people who only come up to ski, right? Tell us a little bit right. about that.
We've had, we have a lot of unique habitats and things like that. So people come up to ski, but they discover all the things that we have here that we don't have anywhere else in the world. And there are plant habitats. There are plants that don't exist anywhere else. We have an event that we have every year so people can come up and enjoy the hikes and learn about things that we have and enjoy the boating. We have, you know, lake boating and things like that in the summer. It's like skiing in the winter and boating in the summer.
It really is quite a place. The lake is just beautiful up there. But let me ask you, I mean, you talked about plants that are unique. And give us an example of a unique plant. And also, what wildlife other than eagles reside up there?
Well, we have the unique plants we have. There's something called an ashy gray paintbrush, and there's something called a checker bloom. And both of those plants live in very special habitats that have special soils that don't exist anywhere else in the world. And so those plants don't exist anywhere else in the world. They're only in this valley and nowhere else. And so we're working to try and protect those and have, you know, a lot of didn't even know they existed. And so they were just developing right over them and things like that. So now people have become aware. And there's one plant called Bear Valley Buckwheat that really exists in this one small patch. It's not even an acre, and it's the only place in the world that it exists. And we're working on making sure that gets saved.
Yeah, that's fascinating. What other wildlife is up there that's truly unique to the area?
Well, a lot of it isn't unique. We have the squirrels and the raccoons and the things like you have in most forests. We have, but we also have bears and mountain lions and bobcats and you don't get those down in the valley most of the time, and coyotes a lot. We have yellow-legged frogs that are endangered that don't exist anywhere. We have the northern San Bernardino flying squirrel that is actually now listed on the threatened and endangered list, and we get to see those on Jackie and Shadow's Nest. They're night squirrels.
Wow. And yeah, that must be an eyeful. Yeah, but there are threats also to the valley. You got fires, you have mudslides, you have drought.
But now we're actually looking at working toward being able to be fire safe, but at the same time not cut down all the trees, because some of the plans are running in the type of things that happened in Paradise, which actually burned it down. And so we're trying to keep those things from happening and from, you know, taking down our forests and taking down our valley rather than protecting it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Big Bear has certainly over the years had its share of fire issues, and I'm sure that that's always front and center in your minds. What about visitors, skiers? Too many, not enough?
In the winter, well, sometimes we have too many. Actually, during COVID, we had more visitors than we've ever had, I think, and because people could come up here, they couldn't go anywhere else. And so, but that's calmed down now. In the winter, we have a lot of skiers, and in the summer, we have a lot of boaters. And both of those, I mean, it's great. It's wonderful to have people here, but we're trying to work on ways to educate them so they can help protect the area as well and be cognizant and appreciative of all the things that we have here.
Also, what does Friends of Big Bear Valley do to protect it?
We do a whole lot of educational programs. We have special brochures to teach people what animals, what plants we have here so that they can, you know, find out and appreciate them and get to see them around the lake or various places. And we also do advocacy and teach the agencies or the developers and things like that, make them follow the environmental laws and work to have these special habitats protected.
It is interesting up there. It's certainly a different slice of Southern California life. And I wanted to just take the last minute we have here and talk about how people can learn more, how they can support you. I'm sure there's a website.
Yes, friendsofbigbearvalley.org, and we have a lot of information about the special habitats and things like that, and we're adding more, and we have educational programs for classrooms that we can talk to people about the eagles and about other things, and so we're looking at being able to have the kids already know things when they get out of school and be able to appreciate all of this.
And since we started talking about the eagles and the chicks, let's wrap on that note. Tell us what's lying ahead for them.
Over the next 6 weeks or so, they will be growing even faster. They will start doing what's called winger sizing, and they've done it a little bit, but as their wings grow, they start trying, flapping and trying to make their bodies raise up
And we'll
off the
keep an eye on the Eagle Cam right there. And thank you so much for joining us, Sandy Sears. Good luck with your Eagle family. And we'll be right back with more Fox 11 News in depth right after this break. Don't go away. And finally, if you want to hear an audio version of this program, check out my podcast. It's called What the Hal, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehalpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News In Depth. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.